Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Well, I was calling. I got this thing, this survey thing, and it's about a Dyson and stuff, huh? And I was wanting to make sure that this company was legit.
Okay, well, we are a third-party call center, and we service different products, and we partner with different companies. But as far as speaking on an item, I can't speak on an item unless I have an account pulled up, ma'am.
Well, I just got the thing to do a survey, but I didn't know if this was a secure website. How could I tell if it's a secure website?
Okay, well, ma'am, I can't speak on anything unless I have an account pulled up for you.
Well, I don't have an account. So, how would I?
What was the item, ma'am?
It was for a Dyson, and I had to pay shipping on it.
Okay. Well, we are a legit website, ma'am. It's not a scam. And we do partner with different companies.
Okay. It shows your guys' number for the customer service.
Yes, ma'am. And that would be if you do complete that order, then you would have created an account, and their customer service would be us, where you contact us to speak on your account about that item.
Okay. All right, then. It's submitting my information now, so. And it shows. It says the order summary. Your entry monthly payment is confirmed. What's that mean?
What was that, ma'am?
Huh?
What was that?
It says your entry monthly plan has been confirmed. What's that mean?
Ma'am, I can't speak on anything because I don't have an account pulled up for you.
Well, try to pull up an account because it took my money, so.
How much was it?
Well, I don't know yet because it didn't tell me that. It had me submit my credit card, but it didn't give me a. It said it was supposed to be. It was supposed to have been $295. All I had to pay was shipping and handling, and so, but I don't know what it charged my card.
And what is the zip code?
65806.
And what is your first and last name?
Leslie Blair.
And for security purposes, can you verify the address?
426 South Newton Avenue, Springfield, Missouri, 65806.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. But that was for a contest for an entry ticket. The one you filled out for was for a contest for an entry ticket.
Well, just cancel that then because that's not what it said.
Yes, ma'am. One second. Yes, ma'am, I got that counsel for you. I did refund you that amount back, and that amount was
$59.89.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that definitely is not what they told me they was charging me. But you for sure credited it back to my account?
Yes, ma'am.
And there's not going to be any more charges made?
No, ma'am.
Are you guys saving my account information?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you saving my account information?
No, ma'am, it was already canceled out. When I canceled the account, you're automatically out of the system.
And you refunded all my money back?
The 59, yes, ma'am. And it takes 3 to 5 business days, so that won't show back up in your account between 3 to 5 days. And if it doesn't, you can call us back. You should receive an email. Have you received that email yet? Can you check your email for me?
Yeah, let me look here. Let's see here.
All right, and it's no email yet. Okay, check your spam.
Okay. Okay, there it is.
That email is stating to you that this account is canceled.
Well, no, that's just it's thanking me for my subscription.
Okay, well, I just canceled it out. So give it a good about 5 to 10 minutes for the email to come through stating that this account is canceled and you will receive your refund between 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. And you have a great day. And thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.